First, who are the people, the individuals, the Wisconsinites who are working to fix what's broken in our society? A new project from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is answering that question in a series of pieces about people they're calling weavers. It's inspired by an initiative by the Aspen Institute to recognize and support people around the country building connections in their communities, effectively weaving social trust back together. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Who's bringing people together in your community? How would you rate the level of trust you have in your neighborhood, in your city? If it's high, why is that? If it's low, how come? What do you think needs to be done to raise trust, to bring communities in Wisconsin back together amidst a big partisan divide? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. David Haynes is the Ideas Lab editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. His piece introducing this project for the newspaper came out earlier this month. David, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. Glad to be with you.
Can you talk a little more about the inspiration behind this Wisconsin Weavers project?
Well, sure. I was at a speech by David Brooks at the La Follette School at the UW back in October. And, you know, he has spent the last several years going around the country and talking to people. And he was left with this feeling that people are feeling sort of ignored in some cases, not heard. He was struck by the amount of social isolation he was seeing. And so back in 2018 with the Aspen Institute, he founded what is called the Weave Project. And I was really struck by the...
I'm going to jump in, David. We have kind of a weird thing going on with the connection here. Our board operator will talk to you now. Talking to David Haynes about this new project through the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel called the Wisconsin Weaver Project. You may have heard conversations like this on this show where somebody sees a problem in their community and does something to try to fix it. If you have done something like that, or you know someone who has, want to recognize them, you can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. David, we've got that connection, resolved now. So you were talking about, you'd heard that speech by David Brooks. The Aspen Institute's been doing this Weaver Project. What kind of things are you looking for in this project?
Well, thanks, Robin. Sorry for the interference there. So we know that in every community in Wisconsin, every city, village, and town, there are people who are doing great work to bring other people together, often across difference. And we just want to tell some of those stories. I think we're in a period where there's so much political polarization. There's so much in the news. If you listen to the radio, if you read the newspaper, it doesn't seem like anyone's talking to anyone. But in fact, in every community, there are people just doing really good work, and often under the radar and often underappreciated. Brooks talks about people who show up all the way, And these are people who, when you go into a community and ask who's trusted in that community, everyone seems to know them. And so I think about somebody, and I'll just give a quick example.
Sure.
In Milwaukee. There's a young muralist, her name is Tia Richardson, and when she does a mural, she gets together with the community, the neighborhood, and they talk about what that should be like. What do you want to see in the art that I'm going to create? And then when she creates the art on the side of a building or wherever, she often brings the neighborhood together and they paint it together. And there's often food and beverage. And so, you know, it's a community project. It brings people together. She's a weaver. There's a Southside coffee shop that's attached to a Spanish language school, part of Milwaukee Public Schools. They've opened a coffee shop where the kids can learn how to be baristas. These are middle school and high school kids. But they've also opened it up now to the community where people can come in and do book readings, or you have a guitarist maybe on Thursday nights. That's weaving. And so we want to tell some of those stories.
I think it can be easy to look at all the problems of a community, of a state, of a world, and think there's nothing one individual can do to tackle that. And it seems like you're focusing on the people who don't let that stop them.
That's right. And I think what Brooks found is that there are lots of people who, when they see something that needs to be done, they do it. They do it without being asked. They don't expect anything in return. They just help out. You know, it might be somebody in a neighborhood who just checks on all the older people in the neighborhood to make sure they're okay. There's a woman in Minneapolis, and her name's escaping me now, but a few years ago, she started inviting people she didn't know into her home for dinner. And one of the dinners that people always talk about is she had a group of people in, including someone who was homeless. And she asked the question, what does it mean to have a home? And that led to this really rich discussion. She's a great cook, so she made dinner for everyone. Well, that became kind of a program now that's been used by a number of institutions in Minneapolis, including the Minneapolis Police Department, to help bring people together. And so I think there are people like that all over Wisconsin that we can focus on.
Talking to David Haynes, the Ideas Lab editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talk about a new project there called the Wisconsin Weaver Project, looking to highlight the work, often unsung work, of people in communities around the state to bring people together in one way or another, to get past divides, to transcend divisions. You could join in at 800-642-1234. If you have questions about this, the kind of things they're looking for, or if you have an example to share in your own community, something big, something small, 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And David, you are looking for nominations, right, for people to be featured in the Wisconsin Weaver Project?
We sure are, and we have a form that we've created that's embedded in a story that I did just a couple weeks ago announcing the project, and people can find that at jsonline.com/ideas-lab. That's jsonline.com/ideas-lab, and that story's free. Anybody can look at it. There's a form embedded in the bottom, and fill it out and send it to us. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can just email me at david.haynes@jrn.com.
I want to look at a couple of the other people you mentioned in that piece. You mentioned this is not just Milwaukee. An Appleton woman on the theme of addiction. Can you talk about her work there?
Yeah. So she went through, and we have a reporter who's just digging into this, and that story will be published in a couple of 3 weeks. But she suffered what is probably the worst thing can ever happen to a parent. She lost a daughter to an addiction. But since then, she's turned that pain and trauma into helping others who are going through similar situations. And she's become quite well known in the Appleton area for the work she's doing. Another piece that I'm actually working on out of La Crosse is a story that Wisconsin Public Radio actually did a year or two ago on a group there that calls itself Waking Up White. It's a group of white people in the community who worked with an African-American man from UW-La Crosse as their guide to understand racism, to sort of take responsibility for their role in racism in the community. And you know what they've done? They've created what I would call an ecosystem of care around racism in that community. So they have infrastructure now for when there's an incident or when something's going on that needs to be talked about. They've done a lot of group meetings. They've got the top people in the community involved. They've done videos that you can watch. They've got into the schools. It's really quite an impressive program. And again, that's weaving. That's bringing people together across difference.
David, I got to say, I really like this. When I look back at my career in public radio, such as it is, the ones I remember, you know, when people ask me what are my favorite interviews, it's this kind of thing. I think back a guy in Milwaukee who started up a community garden project for mostly teen guys there, or a Delafield pastor who started a Boys and Girls Club in that community. Public art projects in Green Bay and Fox Cities that brought community members back together as a broadcaster, as a journalist. That's the kind of thing that gives me the most satisfaction. It feels like I'm doing something important. Are you thinking that way after a fairly long career in journalism yourself?
I am, and I agree with you. And we just hope that by highlighting and lifting up some of the people who we know across every community in the state are doing good work, And we can encourage a few more people, maybe nudge them just a little to think when something needs to be done, they'll step up and do it. I think a lot of people do that anyway, but we would love to be able to do that. You know, you mentioned the stories that you've covered. I think of one. There's a woman and her son on Buffum Street in Milwaukee, in an area of town that unfortunately has been really plagued by a lot of violence in recent years, but on her block, not so much. She and her son have kind of taken charge of the block. They have a block party every year. They give away backpacks filled with school supplies for the kids in the neighborhood. There was a chop shop down the street. They got it shut down. There was a drug house on the block. They got it shut down by persistence. And it's people like that who really care and step up that I think it's rewarding for us to cover, but it's inspiring for us to see.
We're talking to David Haynes, Ideas Lab editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about a project the paper started telling stories about Wisconsinites who are weaving social fabric back together in their communities. People, as he said, who step up. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Does that call to mind somebody in your community, at your workplace, in your congregation, whatever it might be, someone who saw a problem and worked to fix it in the community, saw an opportunity, worked to bring people together to seize that opportunity? In tough times, do you like to hear stories like this? Do you want to see newspapers cover this kind of thing and radio stations cover this kind of thing more than maybe we do right now? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our talk about people who are rebuilding social connections in their communities. Our guest is David Haynes, Ideas Lab editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The paper started a new project highlighting the stories of some of these Wisconsin weavers, they're calling them. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you have a story to share, somebody you'd like to highlight in your own community? Somebody who saw a need and helped to meet it, you could join in right now at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. David, the problem you're trying to solve here, you were starting to touch on that earlier. You wrote in that inaugural piece there about some of the loneliness, some of the detachment that seems to be coming along with our partisan and other divides.
Yeah, when I heard David Brooks speak in Madison back in October at the La Follette School, it really struck me some of the things he was talking about. He spent, as I mentioned earlier, about 3 years prior to establishing the Weave Project, just going around the country and talking to people in the wake of the 2016 election. And we all know that that was a very polarizing election with a lot of vitriol on both sides. And what he found was that large groups of people in the country felt left out. They felt unheard. There was a lot of social disconnection. It's become very easy to write people off. And the result is it's also become very easy to be sort of mean-spirited. We see that a lot, unfortunately, on social media feeds. I personally think it's very harmful. And the question is, what do you do about it? And I think that he decided, along with Aspen, and we've decided as well, that we just need to find people who are running counter to that and write about them and lift them up a little bit. Brooks talks about, and I agree with him, if you live in the media world, as you and I do, it's easy to get a little depressed because the news is often not so good and people are not so nice to one another. But actually, outside of that bubble, there are a lot of good things going on. So we just want to try to find a few of them.
Where should people look in their own communities to find these stories? Because I think it's easy to live in a place and see a problem and bemoan it, complain about it. I'm really good at doing that just in my daily life. How do we open our eyes and see the people doing this work?
Yeah, it's a really good question. What Brooks said, and I think this is really true, and I found it to be true as well, is they would go into communities and they would just start talking to people and they would ask the question, who's trusted? Who's trusted in your neighborhood? Who's trusted in your community? And after a while, they begin to hear the same names. So I think people know who's doing the good work. You know, I think of, I'll give you another example that I don't know if we'll write about this one, but I think it's an example of a weaver. There's a food pantry in the east side of Milwaukee that attracts a lot of people from the suburbs to come in and do good work, you know, hand out food, work with people who are poor. But it's not just about handing out the food. They train people about what poverty is and who's impoverished and how that's changing in our city and how many people are impoverished and what it means to be impoverished, how your life changes. So you go through a little bit of training and then you're encouraged to sit down at a table with someone who's a client and meet them, to learn their name and to get to know them. And so it becomes a human connection. So it's not just about passing out food, it's about weaving. And so I think that you ask, how do you find them? I think they're all over the place. Once you begin to look, you see a lot of people doing this kind of work.
Let's bring on a caller now. Sherry is with us in Madison. Sherry, hi.
Hi. Yeah.
What do you want to tell us about Sherry?
I just wanted to share my experience about how much difference positive news can make. I used to live in a small town in Idaho called Wendell, and it was a town of 2,000. And it was really kind of a dying town, and most of the storefronts were empty. We only had really like two businesses left in town, and people were very concerned that the town was going to close down. There was also like drug trafficking and other problems going on, and that was what was being reported. And I began reporting for the newspaper, and I began reporting on good things that were happening and good things people were doing, and on each business that opened up, and beginning to show people that there were people who were making good steps in our town. And as I continued to do this, within a year, a big change had come. And by the end of 2 years, every storefront was full, and they were having to build new buildings to hold the new businesses.
Fantastic, Sherry. Thanks so much for sharing that. David, we hear about the broken windows theory where one bad thing can snowball into others. Sounds like Sherry had a reverse of that, the opposite of that. Highlight good things and other good things can follow.
Oh, Sherry, I love that story. That's just a wonderful story. And I think it's true. You know, we're really good at, and we need to be as journalists, at exposing what's wrong and highlighting when things aren't going well. But there are other stories we should do as well. We should look at solutions. What are the ways to solve the problem, evidence-based ways to solve the problems that we have? But we also should focus on people who are just doing the good work, right? And as Sherry did. Great story.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll go next to Madison in Westby. Madison, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to share with us, Madison?
So I wanted to talk a little bit about my mother, actually. Her name is Lisa, and she is this incredible woman who I hope to grow up half as cool. So she actually started a haunted house in the community. We host that in Viroqua, the next town over. And instead of taking the profits for, you know, ourselves or herself, we actually go to a different charity every year and give the profits to the charities in the area so we can help out our local community financially. This year, we're actually going to do a little different pricing with it because we usually only charge $5 entry fee. This year, we're going to charge $7 or $5 with a canned good so that we can donate those canned goods to our local pantries, as well as financially benefiting one of the historical societies in our community, because they actually get down and dirty and go into schools and uncover a lot of the historical truths that have been kind of hidden and lost to time. And they are very involved in holding up heritage and, you know, teaching the younger generation about how the town came to be. And
Madison, we're just about out of time, but thank you so much for sharing that story, David. I often think, like, any cool community event like Madison and Madison's mom's haunted house, anything cool, a park, whatever, in a community that I enjoy, somebody like them started at some point.
Yeah, no, that's an awesome story. And Madison, if you wouldn't mind, go to jsonline.com/ideas-lab, click on the top story and fill out the form at the end and enter your mom, please. Thank you.
Thanks so much for sharing that story, Madison. I appreciate it. David, I mean, I feel like I hear you as you just share some of the stories. It sounds like you're encouraged and inspired just by encountering these stories.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you really are. It's easy in our business, as you know, to feel like feel a little negative sometimes because we have to report on some difficult stories. But it's good to be reminded that there are people doing great things out there, and we need to tell some of those stories.
David, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.
David Haynes is the Ideas Lab editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked to him today about a new project he's working on that highlights people in Wisconsin who are doing stuff that helps weave social fabric back together in their communities. If there's someone in your community who you think deserves some recognition as one of these weavers in Wisconsin, you can email our guest at david.haynes@jrn.com or visit the website he mentioned and nominate someone, jsonline.com/ideas-lab. Again, that's jsonline.com/ideas-lab.